Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
This is just day three.
Day three of... Wow!
And James Strebel.
Why does she have... See, it looks like Eon Flux.
I don't know who that is.
You know who Eon Flux
is? Not by name. Who's Eon Flux?
Remember that? It was a cartoon on Liquid Television on MTV back in the day. They made a movie about it with Charlize Theron. And she dressed like that, but she didn't have a moon drawn on her forehead like that lady did.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
See Grossman listening to this song. I don't know
I
why.
It. Really?
It was on 2K, the soundtrack. Your mom, Marcy, right? She has heard this song emanating from your room many of times. That is my guess.
On 2K11.
On 2K11. Hey, a couple different things. You heard the promo for the seventh straight season. Lou City back in the Eastern Conference Finals. The boys in purple on the road Saturday night in Tampa Bay to take on the Rowdies, and it's all right here on ESPN Louisville. Pregame coverage 7:15, kickoff 7:30 right here, 680, 105.7, and the ESPN Louisville app. Also, coming up tomorrow night, we got some stuff for you. Bellarmine basketball at St. Mary's. That's not actually at St. Mary's, right? That's at a tournament.
No, it's at St. Mary's.
Is it at St. Mary's? Okay.
All right,
they have a tournament coming up. It's next week. I apologize. That was a week off. That pregame, 9:45, tip-off 10 o'clock over 93.9 The Ville and the ESPN Louisville app. And then tomorrow night at, like, I mean, Jack, you're doing this still, right? 11 o'clock?
Damn right, baby.
Are you doing this?
Whoa. Yes, that is the plan.
IU postgame show.
Oh,
Indiana,
how about
St.
that?
John's, baby. Gavin game tip-off.
Are we calling Perron?
Yeah, we got Perron.
Perron. Good. Well, let's get Perron in here. Perron. Good afternoon, Perron. How are you?
Not too bad, man. Just prepping some dinner tonight, right, for tonight, man.
Well, okay, well, that means you want me to ask. What are you prepping then? If it's in
Oh, I mean, if you don't have
four,
to, but I'm glad you
asked. 4 o'clock.
You asked me what I was doing. I'm just being
all right.
Honest.
All right, well, let's go. Let's hear it.
Lasagna from scratch. And normally I do ground beef with pork and pork sausage and ground beef together, but this time I'm using veal.
Ooh, veal. Okay.
And homemade tomato sauce, yeah. So, you know, well, just hanging out.
Well, I think Raven hot dogs, Perron, so.
Streeple,
make sure you guys.
He lives up to
the
stereotype.
I don't even know what to say with that or go with anywhere with that, because that's just, there's so many innuendos there, I'm just going to walk away.
Are they good hot dogs, or are they?
They're Angus.
Angus? I don't know. I can get down with Angus hot dogs. I'm
Angus.
All about the Johnson Betters, the Cheddar Better, Johnsonville. Those are my favorite things in the summer. And then the jalapeno ones are great, too.
There you go.
Man, I'm all about some kosher dogs, man.
The Hebrew Nationals are the
Hebrew
best.
Hebrew Nationals, yeah. Hebrew Nationals,
yeah, you put them in the air fryer. They're delicious.
Air fryer?
Yeah, put them in the air fryer.
Ugh. All right, so Shreve and I eat hot dogs the same way.
Only you would have a use of hot dogs in the air fryer. I need to try that now.
I'll tell you.
Perron, white people love air fryers.
We do. Yeah.
Hey, listen, I wasn't going to say you did because I would have got banned or canceled if I said it.
So. I mean, they're fine, but. You know, hey, it does tater tots. Yeah, so does an oven. There's other ways to do tater tots.
Yes.
Anyway,
but,
I have an entire spiel on this.
Yeah, but I'm glad you said it because they would have canceled me on that one. Though, so, yeah.
Did you see the Banchero news? The 18,
yes, man.
The
hey, Coach K's grandson was riding dirty. I was kind of shocked.
Okay, well, they thought there might have been like a switch situation. Strebel blamed Banchero and called him a bad friend if he knew his buddy was drunk. So that's been the conversation here. And obviously, it's very serious, and there'll be some suspensions. I mean, I could see Ballo lose a game. Now, their next three games, quite frankly, to be crass about it, are against bad competition for the most part. But there you go. Perrin. I mean, we know, you know.
He's all caught up.
College basketball.
Okay.
I was going to say college basketball
I wouldn't even
players.
Sit him out. I wouldn't even sit him out, Andy. I'm Coach
well,
K. I wouldn't
go.
Sit him out. I do what I want to do with my last year.
All right.
Whoa. How about that?
Wow. No, I'm playing. You can't do that. You got to discipline that kid. So.
Like, come get me. What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
You're all going to give me gifts and honor me. So
I wish he would do that so the Duke haters around here, which is, you know, just about everyone, like Lachlan McClain would lose his mind.
Oh, he absolutely
like,
would.
I literally think he would go male Karen, whatever that is. Is there a male version of the Karen?
Kyle.
Is it Kyle?
I think Kyle's, yeah.
I'll tell you this much. When Kevin Willard was at U of L with me, he got a DUI. And yeah. Coach Pitino, as his punishment, he made him do 30 miles a day for 30 days.
Oh. Oh, I'd
have
been fired.
And then one day, Scotty Davenport called me being late to class, so I had to run at 6 a.m. And when he in the weight room, he was in the running. We had a cardio room. He was in the cardio room when I was walking in because I had to run at 6 a.m. So I got there about 5:30, 5:45, and I looked at him and I saw his soul. Like, as he was just killing himself every day, and that was a part of his punishment. So obviously, theirs won't be that severe. But man, that is nothing to play with. And
no, it's not.
You know,
yeah.
But you know, people make mistakes. I got friends that got those. So I'm not saying anybody's perfect, and neither am I. But like, you know, I just wish, you know, people make better decisions. You know.
All right, so there we go. We can move on to other things like the team last night. You went to the game, did you not? I thought you said you were.
Yes, I did go to the game last night. Yes, I did.
There you go. So Louisville wins by 17, and they cover like I said they would for the second straight game, out rebounded. I don't know. Chris Mack now halfway through a suspension. I guess, what did you take away from the game that stood out to you, whether that be positive or negative?
A couple of things that I loved about the game. I love the way the guys move the ball. I'll say that at best. But also, I do have some frustration things. Like, and you can't say Pegues isn't coaching, because I was about five rows back behind the bench last night. And when guys were making mistakes, even though they might have been making shots, he was lighting them up like Christmas. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was giving them the business. And it was all about rotating and being in the right places on defense. And then, like, you can tell, like, even though people were clapping in the arena, there are certain things that he wants to have those guys be better. And then as I'm looking at him and he's calling a timeout to chew somebody out, I look at Christy Mack and she's chewing somebody out as well. So
I was
so,
wondering,
you know,
if she went to the games. I didn't know.
Oh, that's interesting.
I didn't know if she went to the games or not. It was something I was thinking yesterday. And quite frankly, I thought about asking you or Blank. Blank sniffing around there. I figured he would sniff it out one way or the other.
Well,
so
somebody's got to go.
Was,
I mean,
games.
Obviously, Chris Mack can't talk to anybody.
Yeah.
I'm sure Christy Mack can't pull up to the facility either right now. But, I mean, someone's got to go back and report home what's going on. You know what I mean? Like, our guy can't go near anything for what?
Does
almost
Chris
like 20-some-odd days.
Does Chris Mack give Christy Mack notes to yell
at
the players?
I mean, that was obviously the question that everyone right. was thinking. Yeah, there you
go. No, I don't think she's not doing that. But she knows what's going on just like anybody. I mean, her other half is the head coach of the program. So when you say those, somebody's got to tell Chris Mack what the hell they saw. I mean, he can't have any contact with the team, which is ridiculous. But and she was Miss Kentucky basketball. I mean, she was a bad woman in her own right in an era where playing basketball
was
tough then and it's tough now. So you got to give her credit. She knows what the hell's going on. But for me, they just got to get better in certain areas. I like what I saw from Roosevelt Wheeler. You know, watching Malik with this foot injury, it's really fascinating how explosive he is not.
Right.
So, you know, he's in position to challenge a shot. Now you got to jump to challenge a shot, but he never leaves his feet. So I just was really kind of disappointed in his explosiveness, but I was really pleased. I didn't get to see a lot of what he did in the score sheet, but I love what Roosevelt Wheeler was for this team last night. He was good at rebounding, good in a defensive position, challenge shots late. Concerning factors, I think it goes back to what you said, Andy. When you got 6'10 on the court, 6'10, 6'11, and you got 6'8, 6'9 Jalen Withers on the court, and then you got Samuel Williamson on the court, you should not be getting out rebounded by Navy.
I have a problem with that. I'm not happy about getting out rebounded.
Why do you think that is? Why do you think that is? There's more possessions in the game because of the way they're playing. Maybe they're bad at it. Maybe they're worried. You know, Bobby V talked about it. Maybe they're so worried about executing on offense that you're not up the floor. Maybe on defense. I don't know. But I agree with you. Rebounding. I mean, these are against the teams that you're supposed to beat by 25 on your schedule.
Yeah, I mean, but the spread was only 13.5 last night. So for
don't,
me, I
don't
guess
we
my
know?
Biggest, my,
don't we know?
So yeah, so I guess my biggest thing is this. So Navy's not a big team, and because they're not a big team, they're going to take a lot of long shots. Long shots equal long rebounders. So when you have those things take place and you have a lot of long jumpers, you know, the big guys are going to be in position. They're primarily going to be in the paint. So the guards got to do a better job of rebounding and finding their man because those long rebounds are going to carry them off long. That was my first thing. Second thing is a couple things from an IQ standpoint. I like Noah Locke. I know he's a senior, so I would like him to be better about some things. Yes, the whole world knows you shoot 40% from three from when you're at Florida. So now you're here. I know you're taking a lot of shots, but look at Malik inside. You know, throw the ball to Malik when he's on the baseline. You don't have to shoot every time you catch the ball. You can drive to the hole. You know, try to create for some others. He doesn't have a lot of assists in two games, and now this would be in the third game. So I would like to see him do a little bit better with shot selection. And for me, another thing that I would like to see, and maybe this is the way the offense designed, I want to see Jalen Withers be more around the basket. I feel like he's on the perimeter too much. He didn't rebound the ball well enough for me for a guy his size and his athleticism. And I want to give our guys at Louisville Live credit because they always talk about this and how we should be more athletic and dunk the ball. I would like to see Jalen Withers play as athletic as he is. You're talking about a guy that won the dunk contest when he first came here. You're talking about a guy that's added some weight to his frame. He had a nice dunk last night. I want to see him play as athletic as he is. I don't feel like he does it enough at times because Malik doesn't have a lot of explosiveness and a lot of spring in his feet. So somebody's got to be that guy. It's got to be him or it's got to be Sam. That's the thing. The third thing I would like to see is I would like to see L. Ellis get more minutes, but what he has to understand is he's not big enough to finish in the paint against Navy. He's not going to be big enough to do it against the ACC competition. He needs to learn how to pull up and start taking some mid-range jumpers. I would like to see more of that from him as well. I'm happy with what I've seen from Jared West. I'm happy with a little bit I've seen from Roosevelt Wheeler, but those are my observations so far. But, like, Matt Cross is my favorite player.
Boy, here we go. Striebel dislikes him already. Striebel, the power, the BBN. What do you mean? Why? What do you mean?
Yeah.
Why? Yes, because everyone, Larry Bird, the comparisons.
If you're on his team, you love him. If you're not on your team, you hate him.
You hate him. He's done with it, Perrin.
He's
going to lash out at you. He's going to lash out at anybody. Before we get to Matt Cross, I want to go back to just the roles of the team. I said this opening up. Let me go back. Let's go to the front court first. Is that okay?
Show. Remember that.
he started the game against Southern. I think he scored 4 points, 14 minutes. 7 minutes against Furman. 0 minutes last night. Okay. You have Malik, who is laboring a little bit. You have Jalen Withers.
He rolled his ankle. He rolled that right foot.
But he's laboring.
The foot that was bad was the left one. He played through it and figured it out later in the game.
Yeah, I just think he's laboring a little bit. I think they need to have him as close to the basket as humanly possible, right?
You know what? When you watch more, this is another frustrating thing for me about him. Malik's 6'11". He's 250 pounds. And when you watch Malik roll to the basket, unless you're going to sit out there and knock down those threes when you pick and pop, I would like for him to, like, go to the hole one time and then the next time pick and pop. Because it's not like he's out there like he's Dirk Nowitzki just knocking down threes from the deep.
Exactly, yeah.
So for me, when he rolls a lot of times, and this is just me talking, he wants no part or no contact. And you can see it. He doesn't roll with a purpose when he does go into the lane. He doesn't go in there with ill. Like, when you go into the paint in college basketball, you have to go in there with ill intent because it's not for the leery. You know, it's not for the weary. It's not for the leery people that are afraid of things and all those things. I feel like at times he floats in there like as if he doesn't want to be in there.
And you can tell, you can see that. And I know Jalen Withers can knock down shots too, but he just spends too much time in the perimeter. Both of those guys need to do a better job of scoring in the paint, in my opinion. Because Noah Locke and L. Ellis and Jared West aren't guys that are going to go over and finish over people unless you get more of that from Sam, and we haven't seen a ton of that yet.
Well, let me ask you this, and I say all that to say this, and Perrin Johnson is with us. I feel like Withers, I guess Dre Davis for now, Locke, West, Sam, and Faulkner, you know, Faulkner 22 minutes the last two games coming off the bench. I feel like there's what, seven guys maybe. I feel like I know their role. Sidney Curry, I don't know what his is. Matt Cross, I don't totally know what his is. Malik, do you bring him off the bench? I don't know what his is. Wheeler, obviously the first time we've seen him. And L. Ellis, who was... I mean, I think supposed to take the team to the next level, didn't score last night. I just don't know how much, and I'm sure you don't either.
No,
how much is being accomplished, Perrin, while Mac's gone, figuring things out rotation-wise? Like, I don't know how to evaluate these games. That's what I'm struggling with.
Louisville doesn't have a top five. And when I say that, I mean, even if Chris Mack was here, he'd be tinkering with the lineup. You know, you're seeing Pegues and the staff tinker with the lineup. When you watch the game, the guy that subs people in is Ross McMain. So I feel like they're tinkering with the lineup. As far as Sidney Curry goes, you know, JUCOs are hit or miss. They're either figuring it out and they're coming around about conference play, or they're not figuring it out at all. I think Sidney Curry is going to be all right. My only frustrating thing with him is he makes himself small. So when I say that, when you post up, when you watch guys that are really good post-up players, when you watch Shaq and Barkley, those guys, what they do is we call the X. They got two legs. They got their base wide from the waist down. They got two hands up for you to throw them the basketball. They give you a big, large target for you to catch the ball. Sidney Curry, I feel like, makes himself small and rounds over his shoulders and asks for the ball, which makes it easy to get around him to steal the basketball. He could be a lot better if he got wider and bigger in his stance when he posted up to ask for the basketball. If he gets better with those things, it's the little things with him. It's not so much the big things because he's strong, he's athletic, and he's a lefty, and people have a hard time guarding those. He needs to figure out how to be a bigger, better post-up player and be better on the pick and roll, because sometimes on the rotation with the pick and roll, he's a little late. Outside of that, he'll be fine, but he has to correct those things first. Because at the end of the day, we can sit here and talk about how Louisville's 10 or 11 deep, which they are, but when you're a coach, you're going to play your eight guys that you can trust. And that's just the bottom line.
I don't think
has eight guys that they trust yet.
Well, here's the thing. I think with both Kentucky and Louisville, I don't need to hear – like, it makes people feel better if I say, hey, we're 9-10 players deep. That makes people feel better. But in reality, that's not depth, right? I mean, there's a difference between being a deep team and having quality depth. And that's what we're trying to figure out. And that's why Cal was very open. Yeah, there's going to be about 7-8 guys. And we're like, wait a minute, Cal. I thought there were 11 guys.
Yeah, we had 11.
I thought there were, you know, you were going to platoon again.
Yeah.
And people have been talking about that with this Louisville team. But at some point, I mean, I think we see J.J. Traynor is not on the rotation anywhere. I think Sidney Curry, at least right now, I think those two, I don't know, with what you may need in the front court, if you can take both of those guys out, you go small. I like both Kentucky and Louisville going small in the guards and the wings that they have. That would be the way I would play. Well, Perrin, appreciate the time, man. It's just one dopey game.
I wanted to piggyback off of what you said.
Sure.
When Louisville went small, when they had Jalen Withers at the five and Matt Cross at the four, they look really sound defensively. And the offense flowed a lot better when they had those two on the small ball. And then they had West on the floor, and they had West on the floor with Noah Locke and somebody else. But the ball just moved a little bit, and I think it might have been Sam. But the ball moved better when they went small, because even though they weren't big on the glass, because Navy wasn't either, they were able to make the rotations that they need to force Navy deep into the shot clock in certain situations. But yes, I agree with you wholeheartedly.
I think Louisville and Kentucky are looking at the exact same thing. Do you want to go with a better player at wing guard, or do you want to go lesser player front court? I think that's going to be something, and that's going to hurt Cal, because Cal's got to play those two bigs at one time. We all know that. PJ, appreciate it, man. Get back back to the lasagna. Thank you so much.
All right, no problem, man. Y'all have a good one. Be safe.
All right, there we go. There we go.
All right.
Well, Perrin Johnson on a Tuesday. Johnson
dropping some knowledge on us there with these Cardinals. I'll say this. I disagree with you on this point.
Okay.
Kentucky does have, like, an established big that you know is going to be good night in and night out.
Yes.
Yeah, but look at how Cal traditionally liked to play. He would start two bigs.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
I agree with Andy on that one. Yeah.
I agree with you, of course.
But,
right.
I mean,
I would not equate Oscar Tshiebwe's first three games as a Kentucky Wildcat or two games, whatever it is, and what's going on here.
Yeah, okay.
Like, I'm just... I'm wondering how much they think, hey, what are we going to get from Malik? And that's what I wonder with U of L, how much they're looking at and saying he's playing big minutes and he's going to rebound around the rim. But they say we are going to have something else there. Listen, Louisville is trying it with some new guys. Kentucky isn't. What Kentucky has, Kentucky has.
And
Shane Sharp can join the team. That ain't affecting the core of how they play.
Right.
Now, if he were 6'11", now I could say Damian Collins. I'm struggling with on what to do with Damian Collins.
I'm with you,
against
100%.
A bum team, with him on a fast break in a 20-point game, bunking on someone's face.
Great.
I expect that from Damian Collins.
Right.
But when it's Alabama on the road in the SEC. Can he play in these games?
They're
and I don't know if I have the answer to that. No, I'm just saying big picture, I think Kentucky and Louisville fans are going to enjoy their teams playing for Kentucky, Mintz, Ty, Wheeler, Oscar Tshiebwe, and then you could throw in Keon Brooks, Grady. I mean, have some options there. You're going to like that team, and Louisville fans are going to like the team that has Withers at the five. You're playing Williamson. You're playing Cross.
Yeah.
And you're playing two of the, three, four guards that you feel comfortable with.
Sure.
The conversation, it's interesting, around Malik after three games. I am wondering when we're going to, LL us exactly what his role is going to be.
Yeah.
It's like I want to buy into the narrative that he's the X factor.
And then but
I have to see a little bit more.
Because he was, for me to even
think that that's a chance that that's going to happen. And I have to see some more minutes now.
Yeah, because he was not very good against Southern. He was better against Furman, even though they lost. He was better. And then last night, he was a non-factor. I mean, he went in there and didn't really do anything. And this was, this is a guy that Louisville fans expected a lot out of. Coming in as the JUCO All-American and all these other things. And they expected him to take the next step. I think for me, with Louisville.
Oh, here we
go.
Jack, I see his face. Jack, well, by the way, can I pause you? Can I pause you for a second? Can I pause you?
Yeah.
How happy is Jack right now?
Oh, I'm loving it.
This is Sports Talk Radio.
Well, here's where I'm at.
When
they play
basketball.
Withers at the five on the
Withers
offensive
at the five.
End, I would like for them to play five out instead of four around one.
Damn
so
right.
you can open up more driving lanes for Locke and West and L. Ellis to give these guys a better chance of beating someone off the dribble and setting up the open shooters you got for three. That's
Which
what
is
I would
their
like
biggest
to see
problem.
More. Yes.
Which
yes.
is their biggest
yeah, and
problem.
And I think that would be a way to help that issue if
there
you're going
you
to play Withers at
How
the five.
About
I'm
that?
Talking about.
Now, Jack,
I'm
there
all
you
in
go.
On it.
But then, do you piss Withers off because we've been hyping up?
Well, Withers wants to play on the perimeter anyway, so I think that would be the nice compromise. Withers gets to play on the perimeter and still kind of get to do a lot of the things
Look
that you
this.
Get to do in the four.
How about that?
But then you can also have all your best players on the court at the same time, not have to worry about Malik, Sidney Curry, or Roosevelt Wheeler, or I guess Trainer at the five.
There you go. Oh, Trainer's the next big thing. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding with that. But I don't know how many more. Like, Locke. Like, I think Locke's the best player on the team. I think Noah Locke's the best player on the team. And I don't think it's close.
Okay.
I like Locke better than I do Withers.
I like Withers more.
Withers too inconsistent.
Yeah.
Night in, night out, you know Locke's banging
but,
shots.
But sitting right? here on November 16th, when you have a lot of time to figure
We've
things
seen
out,
of Withers. I'll take the upside.
I'll take the upside of Withers versus what we know we have in Locke.
Noah
Locke doesn't have an assist in three games.
Only Deaner cares about the assist.
When you
need a bucket, who are you going to go to when you need a bucket?
Yeah.
You're going to Noah Locke.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. I mean, anytime they go on a slump, I mean, it's just this is unfair. Anyway, when you're in a slump, I'm not giving the ball to Withers.
Some silver sparkly shoes. I don't know what was going on there.
Laura Rutledge is wearing today, but I like it a lot.
Texas says, congratulations, Big Rig. UK is better at the five.
They're better at every position.
Texas says, ACC basketball sucks. Two teams in the top 25. SEC is six. Pass them in basketball, and football is laughing at them.
Yeah, the SEC has passed them in basketball.
They have.
The ACC equals Big 12.
This is why you hire guys like Nate Oates and Eric Musselman and not Hubert Davis and John Shire in a couple
Texas
of years.
Texas says Perrin's killing it. Texas says Oscar's going to have 400 rebounds against Louisville. Dag, did you notice that last night on Twitter?
Oh, yeah.
BBN. Big O. Oscar's going to have 19,000 rebounds.
Every
BBN guy named Randy was tweeting that out.
And Greg.
Every Greg. In a car with sunglasses.
Yeah.
Maybe a guy vaping.
Yeah.
All of them. God, BBN, and basketball.
Listen to Chris Daughtry.
Texas says, the air fryer fryer slander shall not stand. Don't player hate, participate. I'm just saying it's overrated. We're not getting into hot dog conversations.
Oh, you don't want to do any hot dog stuff?
That's reserved for the V show.
Texas says Jack is orgasmic. Well, you guys are both sexy right now. Sports radio that you guys are doing.
It's
people and I are happy.
Yeah, I enjoy these conversations, and I don't need to see any more Jared West air balls. Enough.
Did he have one last night?
Yes.
Did I miss it?
Yes,
okay. Well, I'm sorry.
Yes, he did. Don't shoot the three.
I think he's 3 for 3 now in games with an air ball.
But yeah, I think he shot an air ball.
So this is something now we need to watch. How many games in a row can Jared West go with an air ball? I'm good with that.
Yeah.
That's the kind of streak that's better than
the 3-point streak Kentucky had.
Who has the hit streak? Oh my goodness.
Oh
my goodness. Baseball, Jack.
Joe DiMaggio?
Yeah. Joe DiMaggio. Jesus. Wow.
Yeah, that's your guy.
I'm sitting here thinking, you know what should be my next take?
What?
Joe DiMaggio was overrated.
Give that
one to Issel.
Yeah.
Are you allowed to have that as a Yankee fan, though?
Let Issel. I don't care about all that
That's
stuff.
Fair.
I don't care about a bunch of guys
that you never watched
early
play
1900s.
Ever.
Yeah, I just don't care. I got to be honest. I don't care about Babe Ruth.
You didn't grow up dreaming about Joe DiMaggio.
I'm not dreaming.
Mickey Mantle.
I'm not dreaming of Babe Ruth. No, I'm not.
Yogi Berra.
I'm living in the real world. That's the world I'm living in.
When Yogi Berra comes back, the second coming.
Texas says, if Noah Locke's your best player, Sweet 16 would be an overachieving ceiling. Well, guys, listen, I watched the first three games, and that's what I'm struggling with.
Yeah.
Because I thought they looked better than number 40 in the country, and they look like about number 40 in the country, which is going to make, right? Because you're going to win some games, and they're going to have some wins.
Sure.
And they're also going to have some losses. I mean, boy, that's a poignant statement. I understand that. But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, you just...
There'll be games where Louisville fans are like, that's the team that I thought this was
going to
be.
I'm just worried about don't go like 3-3. Like, they need to go 4-2 in this Chris Mack six-game suspension.
Which I think they will, because who do they have? It's Detroit Mercy
well,
on Saturday.
Well, the win that game.
Detroit and then the two games
in
the Bahamas.
And then Mississippi State. Yeah.
That's going to be a tough one.
Let's say they lose that game.
They avoided the worst-case scenario by winning last night.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
They saved
but again,
something.
Just having that conversation is a terrifying conversation three games in. I need to look, and this is a bad job on me. We'll take a break here. I need to look. What's the the bracket for that tournament that Louisville is in? Do you guys have any idea?
I think just like a 4-team thing with Louisville, Mississippi State, Maryland, and then I think Richmond.
Okay, so they would play
either
if they both lose, they would then play Maryland for the double elimination, right?
Right.
If Maryland beats Richmond,
no. If they beat Mississippi State, then and Maryland beats Richmond, then they would play Maryland.
Oh, there you go. So they're I'm going under the pretense they're losing to Mississippi State.
So then
not knowing much Richmond. About Mississippi Richmond. State. So then they would get Richmond. Is Richmond any good? Anyone have any idea?
I have no
idea. Last year, the Spiders were good.
Okay, let's say they go 1-1. They go 3, and they go what 4? That would be 4-2. That's what they need to do.
Yeah, I'm with.
That's
you,
what they because if you lost to Mississippi State. I'm not crazy here. I mean, they're supposed to be a solid NCAA tournament team, right?
Oh, yeah.
You're not going to be penalized, probably. You know, long run, we'll see what happens.
Richmond is 75th in KenPom.
Okay, yeah, you don't want to lose to Richmond.
Yeah.
I mean that's not terrible. A couple wins, they can push themselves up, but yeah. Let's go.
They need to beat a Richmond.
So they need to be 4-2. Yeah, that's what we figured anyway.
That's the standard. Standard is 4-2, and then get Chris Mack back.
What's your standard? What's the next big Kentucky game? Don't they have a bunch of bum games?
They don't play another big game until, I believe, Notre Dame on December 11th.
Yeah, that's
I said a big game.
A Power 5 game.
Ohio State on December 18th, and Ohio State's kind of been bad.
Yes,
so far, also.
Yes.
I'm looking at like LSU on January 4th.
I was going to say, because
Louisville, yes.
Yeah,
yes,
I mean, December 22nd. I mean, that's
wow,
a big
look
game.
At that.
I mean, you had to, even though I don't think Louisville's very good, that's still a big game.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to go to that game this year.
Are you?
And we got to figure out something we can do.
Yeah, something funny we can do.
We got it for the show. I got to figure out something. Because last year I got all the retweets. I got the Barstool bump.
You did get the Barstool bump.
A substantial Barstool bump.
He's giving an L's down.
When there was
a grown man.
Him and his son giving an L's down in the face of Chris Mack. And Kenny Klein.
Get out of here.
I was standing next to Kenny Klein thinking, what's he thinking?
He's thinking.
Like, I'm rational.
Why do we have to play
man, that
this
guy,
damn
place? I will never forget. You know, this guy was so close. Nick Richards was getting everyone pumped up, you know?
Yeah.
This guy, Jack, was literally telling his son, get ready, L's down. Like, Jack, it was perfect. It's like for a moment I saw Van Gogh. I saw the brush of the stroke.
Yeah.
The stroke of the brush. Yeah.
You saw him begin it, the portrait.
Yeah. Like, I don't know what. I saw the moment that it happened.
You saw the blank canvas and the idea be hatched.
I'll never forget BBN rocking. A man looks to his younger son, pats him on the left leg, and says, get ready. L's down. And at that moment, I saw Starry Night.
Yeah.
At that moment, I saw the Mona Lisa.
Yeah.
I was in Italy. And there was...
during the Renaissance.
There was Dan Brown, Tom Hanks, and Da Vinci.
The Da Vinci Code.
We were all there searching for Mother Magdalene. Mary Magdalene.
Mary Magdalene. Where is she?
We were looking at nude statues with a leaf over the junk.
It's David.
Oh, yeah, it was David. And that's what I saw.
It was art.
And Chris Mack left and I know he saw it. Just an 8-year-old and just within his face, L's down, screaming, foaming at the mouth after a difficult loss, a game they should have won.
Yeah.
A game I could very well, of course, argue that they should have won.
Yeah.
None of it mattered.
If, you know, superstar Jordan Warren would have showed up, maybe.
And I'm trying to think which player got it the worst, and I just can't remember who was on that team.
Ryan McMahon,
maybe
Jordan
it was,
Warren, Stephen Enoch.
It may have been Enoch.
Maybe Enoch. I'd give it to McMahon. I bet McMahon got it pretty bad.
Figured that'd be the only player they liked.
Oh.
It had to be the worst for Wara.
He played bad.
Yes. Yeah, he played really bad.
He played bad.
But Enoch kept him, like, down the stretch, kept him in it. But, yeah, Wara was bad.
But those people were, for that minute, happier than I've ever been.
Oh, yeah.
In my life.
I've been at one
of those
games.
I'm like, they've hit peak.
Yeah.
And I feel sad for this 8-year-old kid who has hit the peak of his life at 8.
Yeah, I was at the first time the Harrison Twins played Louisville in Rupp.
I was there. I had a better seat than Mike DeCourcy.
Did you? Oh, did you?
I sat by Stephen Bardo.
Did you like kind of look up at DeCourcy and be like,
hey, what's up?
What's up there? How you doing? You over there by Jeff Goodman?
Me and Dieter sat.
Oh,
I mean,
Dieter was there too.
40-yard line.
Oh, wow.
I mean, yeah, we had the best seat in the house.
Wow, I had decent seats. My wife got them for me for my birthday.
There you go.
Has a pretty good seats. And it was great because that's the game where he put Shane Bohannon in for like 2 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
And he pulled him right back out. Julius Randle had like a double-double in the first 10 minutes of the game. They
we
never
don't
played
need
again.
To relive this.
Oh,
we don't
it was a great
to,
game.
We don't need to relive
it was so
this
great.
Game.
I know, but it was a great moment. I got to see that, and it made me so happy.
Strebel received an invite.
Oh, yeah.
Where do we think it's from? Who do we think it's from? That and Blank and Baker did it again. That's what we talk about next on The Take. It's a Tuesday on ESPN 680 1057. Yes, I was going to say it's cold out today. It's actually 60, but it's going nice. To be cold out here in about 2 hours or about 30 minutes when the sun's down at 5 o'clock. Anything this winter, you pop on the heat, something doesn't smell, sound right, you get no action there, you know who to call. It's BJ Heating and Cooling, 812-283-7221, and online right now, bjheatcool.com. They can help you for all of those emergencies 24-7, 365, whether it be a small fix or a full system replacement. They'll give you that upfront pricing, whether it be for your home or your business. It's bjheatcool.com. Plus, right now, we've been telling you this for the last couple years, those Bryant mini splits are a great way to heat up that room that is difficult to heat up. Maybe it's an upstairs or even a downstairs, a sunroom, whatever it may be. You need help in the summer cooling it down. You need help in the winter heating it up. This is the way to do that without reworking your entire system. Those Bryant mini splits and BJ Heat Cool. They are your local factory authorized Bryant dealer. 812-283-7221. It's BJ Heating and Cooling, bjheatcool.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Lamar.
Yeah.
He's like, I told you, he's just like a crazy wild stallion.
And James Strebel.
I love Teddy. There's a difference. Like, I feel like I have feelings for Teddy.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
To think who this is. Keep it going, Jack. Okay, I know who it is. Sorry, I was just trying to think who it is.
Looking for bangers.
How about that? 437-9680. Hey, coming up on Saturday, Kentucky Fish and Wildlife postgame show about 3 o'clock. You'll have Strebel and Entz hanging out with you there. And then on the Louisville side, Louisville Duke pre- and postgame coverage on ESPN Louisville, 6 to 7:30, all stations. And then the postgame show, Miller Lite postgame show with Mark Ennis, 93.9 The Phil, and the ESPN Louisville app. You'll hear live from Scott Satterfield, and I can promise you it will not be a disaster like it was on Saturday. Texas says Mary Magdalene in the alley blessing Satterfield.
No, it established that. It's Blanket Baker.
Texas says Cross, Withers, and Williamson are all better than Locke. I would have Locke probably like third myself.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. Not I like first. Noah Locke.
Okay. He just like him because he's an SEC guy.
No, it has nothing. I like
there's something
he
going on with
I
that.
I like because he scores points. Everyone else is shooting bricks and air balls.
Okay.
And he's scoring. And Matt Cross is getting a dumb technical for no reason. I mean, he's got to keep his emotions in check.
Texas says, what does Andy think is actually underrated? It's a good question. We'll get to that.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
Nothing right now. we'll get to that. 437-9680. Now, we got sound. I'll tell you, and then we'll get to the sound, okay?
All right.
Jack, do you have the sound that I texted you? I think you were in the bathroom.
I was in the bathroom.
That's what I figured.
Yes, I do have that sound.
I
yes.
know your cycle.
It's
about 4:30. He's got a pee-pee.
Yeah, yeah. A little
it's just
break.
The way that it is. Yeah. I don't know why I've noticed that.
It's about a 50% hit clip on that.
Yeah.
Half the time I can make it through the show fine. The other half.
Yeah.
Either 4:30 or 5. I gotta take a peek.
Right.
Understandable. All right, well, there we go. Well, I'm sure. Yeah. Of course it is. Yeah. What are we doing? Yeah. What are we doing around here? Yeah, yes. He can use the restroom whenever he would like. Nick did it in the sink. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. I mean, we have sink.
I would prefer you not do that. But anyway.
Yeah.
Jack, I did not go in the sink when Ennis was in the bathroom yesterday when I was trying to use the bathroom.
Oh, was Ennis? Oh boy,
it.
Was he clogging it? Clogging
no,
it?
No, he was not clogging it.
Okay,
good.
Well,
that's what I wanted to happen. Ennis to clog the toilet.
Except you didn't want that to happen yesterday. You guys were also here yesterday.
What are we talking about?
Oh, you said there's an offer.
You have been invited. Holiday party.
Holiday party?
Holiday party.
Oh, I love holiday parties.
To the poon.
I have? What? I've been invited to the poon? Hey!
I invited Strebel, but Strebel had to go.
Sandals last night.
You're inviting people. You know you don't own the place, right?
No, you know, Vinny's cool. I mean, Vinny.
Did you ask for permission to invite these people?
Vinny's a listener, a loyal listener.
I get that, but you don't own the place.
No, and he is. We've discussed having Strebel up to the poon.
Okay. What about me? Do I ever come up in these conversations?
Absolutely. 100%
I would love to go and experience whatever this is. It sounds like a fun time.
We will have to do this.
And apparently, there's a holiday party coming up, and Strebel's invited to that. So. We'll have to get the dates lined up. So
I don't think they have Busch Light at the poon. Something tells me it's more of a fancy.
They
place.
got all of those.
Just your preconceived notions here are just woefully inaccurate.
Woefully,
I agree.
Woefully,
yeah.
I want to go to the holiday party at the poon. I want to go. I would totally go. Oh, when is it? Yeah, Blake. When is it? Let's go. I want to go. I want to see Vinny in the poon. Yeah. That's great.
I love process trying to weasel his way in there.
He goes, did I come up in the conversation?
Yeah,
I love how he tries to badmouth Strebel about Strebel liking Busch Light.
Yeah.
Like, Strebel won't drink anything nicer. Like, if they...
Like, I only would drink Busch Light.
Like, if they... Yeah, he's saving money because he can pump 15 of those.
Right.
Like, you act like if they hand him high price bourbon or beer or anything, that he won't take that.
Because they know only Busch Light. Yeah,
I'd rather
go to hell, process.
I'd rather have the Jim Crow instead of the Woodford.
Exactly. Yeah. Strebel, you want some Michters? No.
Ugh.
I'd rather have something else. I'd rather have old Granddad. Yeah. Get the Michters out of here. Give me the Granddad. I would love this. The stars have to align. I've been talking about the poon for years, and maybe this is the moment. Do you think Blanket Baker's being serious? Or is it like a radio bit? Did he really think
well, if it's just a bit, now we crush him for getting your hopes up.
When it comes to the poon and it comes to U of L athletics and his family, he's serious.
He's very serious. Now, he told me the poon is very close to the Yum Center. He wouldn't give me the exact location.
Of course. You're already saying too much.
Oh, am I? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know that was privileged information.
Well, I don't think it is.
But he went there last night before the game.
He did.
Me. Yeah, he said he dropped off his bag.
There was a concert downtown. Who was it?
I love going to Louisville athletic events. It's just something I love to do. And, you know, Chicago's playing last night at the Palace.
Chicago!
You know,
Chicago.
We're at the Poon, and half of us went to the Palace, and half of us went to the basketball game.
Okay.
You know, but, you know, that's one thing.
You didn't really work that one in that smoothly.
That was you being a humble brag, and that was just
cramming it right in there.
We were hanging out. We were up there. It was a good crew.
You and Ennis was up there?
Yeah, Ennis came up
there. Oh, wow, Ennis.
Yeah. Wow. So Ennis has been to the poon.
Was Ennis scowling at
the poon?
So
he did also say that you were invited to the poon yesterday.
Well, he didn't outright invite me. He was kind of like, we have to get you out there sometime. Is that how
I cook
it? Is
that not good enough?
No.
Is that not good enough?
No, it's one of those things.
So you've now been invited to an exclusive party, and now it's not good enough.
No.
Right. You're not even going to go. You're never going to go.
I got to find out when the date is and see what's going on.
You have so much going on.
Well, it depends on the day. But
by the way, I knew I made a mistake. It's Old Crow, not Jim Crow.
Old Crow, yes. Yeah, this is Old Crow. I apologize. My grandfather used to drink.
Jim Crow is racism.
Yes.
Just racism.
Yes. That is all it is.
Yes.
That's all that it is.
That's all that it is.
It's 100%.
Old Crow, yes. Okay, thank you for the update there, Tex. Appreciate that, the clarification.
Texas says room temperature Busch Light will make you gag. Yeah, and so will everything else.
Anything room temperature. I mean, you drink any room temperature beer, it's not going to be very good. That's a silly text.
I can't read that one. It's good. I can't read it. Five people have texted in the last 5 minutes. Am I blocked? No. If you text in the last 5 minutes, you're not blocked. Something I wanted to throw you guys' way. You tell me what you think about this, okay?
Okay.
And by the way, Jack, you're going to be leaving in 15 minutes, so we'll get Nick Valvano in
here. Probably closer to 5 to 10 minutes.
Okay, well, that's fine.
All right.
Well, we can get into this a little bit more here in the 5 o'clock hour.
All right.
And it's this. Your boy... Matt, I'm using him as a jumping off point.
Okay.
Your boy Matty Bangs, okay?
Yeah.
Your close and personal friend.
No, I wouldn't.
My close
that.
And personal friend.
Yeah.
Okay, a budding professional relationship.
I think more just like peripheral acquaintances.
Well, your son has now met him.
Yes, he did. He did. He shook his hand.
By the way, what am I doing, old crow? What am I doing?
I don't know.
I can't recover from that. The segment I feel like is over.
It's been.
I feel like I feel like I can't go to Kentucky football. I feel like I need to sit in my shame.
Right. Well,
the text line's crushing me. I think I just sit in my shame right now.
Okay.
And none of you helped me.
I didn't.
And now I'm lashing out at both of you.
I
Scribble, all you do is drink alcohol.
I do.
You didn't help me. Jack's not going to help me unless it's pick and roll or
the five out offense.
Four out, one in offense.
We called him Darth Vaden. Let's see if he remembers that reference. Let's see. But I know I have to sit in shame.
I didn't catch it.
And no one helped me.
I just sat here
in shame.
I also did not catch it.
I know you didn't. Thank you.
I was caught up in.
You're Captain Obvious.
I was caught up in the excitement of the poon, and it just.
You're not going to go.
I didn't.
It's fine. It's my fault.
I'm sorry. I should have caught that. I should have been listening more intently.
Well, probably.
Yeah.
Blankenbaker says he thinks it's the 22nd.
Okay.
Oh, for the UK U of L game?
UK U of L game?
I mean, you don't want Strieble around.
Whoa.
You don't want something around there. So I apologize for that.
Yeah. Yes.
I got no help except for the text line, which is only bringing me down and being mean.
Well,
sorry.
That's what they do. That's what they do every day.
That's what they do.
Yeah. Every day to you know, everybody around the office, specifically me or Blankenbaker.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
Let's just take a break,
okay.
Jack, and we'll let you leave. Are you excited to go to?
I am
to
excited.
What's the first thing that you get? I think they have Chick-fil-A there, so they'll give you like a little token.
You get vouchers.
You get a voucher. So
yes.
The last time I was there, I was eating a Chick-fil-A sandwich, shooting the bull with your guy Will Perdue.
Oh, there you go.
And
Will
everyone
Perdue.
That walks by Will Perdue knows that he's somebody because there's no one who's 7'3" who's normally just hanging around.
So like he's a basketball player. Don't know exactly maybe which basketball player, but he's a basketball player for sure. Also, the barbecue nachos I've heard are very good too, Jack.
I might have to go for that.
You have to get the ice cream?
Oh,
I'm not
yeah.
an ice cream guy, though.
Yeah, but listen, you buy the ice cream, I'll pay you back. Yeah, I'll Venmo you $5 or whatever it is.
So you have a picture.
You take
of you.
A picture. I want a picture of you, Larry Vaught, and ice cream.
And maybe an intern.
Texas says, I thought Sweeney was a lib. I'm sorry. I knew it wasn't right. I don't know why I went to that. And I looked at Strieble in horror, not knowing if I was right. And he's worried about himself.
He's worried about going to the poon.
He's worried about him going to the poon. And I know Jack, his strengths are not our strengths.
Yeah.
Me and Strieble have different strengths than Jack.
Yes.
Okay.
I am aware of what Jim Crow is.
Yes, of course. It's racism.
It is racism. It is not a good thing. So at least we can't go to that
Strieble's hurt. Texas says, does Strieble crush a 12-pack of Busch Light from 3 to 6?
No, not a 12-pack. Like 3 or 4. No, really, it's like 3 or 4.
I don't keep track. I have no idea. I'm not your mother. I'm not keeping track. I have no
idea.
This is
only the second one.
I have no idea what you're doing over there.
Yeah, this is number 2.
I bought a 30 rack.
Yes. Thank you.
Texas says Andy flamed Cal for the players kneeling.
So this is all the text is. The text line is right now.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all that it is.
Yeah.
And it's deserved.
Yeah, I wish I would have caught it.
You got to sit in shame, and I'm sitting in shame. I could have went to any
low shelf bourbon
in history.
Yes,
God knows I've had them all.
Yes,
in some way, in some form or fashion, I've had every well drink in Kentucky.
Yeah,
I feel confident saying that.
Yep. What's your well?
But I went to the dangerous one for no reason whatsoever. You know why? I had a buddy who went through an Old Crow phase.
Really?
A phase?
Like he went out and specifically bought Old Crow and wanted to drink it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
And I don't know why that popped in my brain at 450.
That's, well, you're just thinking of low shelf alcohol, and that was probably one of the more famous low shelf alcohols. That's what it is.
Texas says, I expect this on KSR.
Oh, God. No,
it's all it is.
Yeah.
Texas says Strebel admitted he voted for Trump.
No. There's nothing to admit.
Let's just go to break.
It's break time.
Jack, have a good time tonight.
Be safe, Jack.
Thanks.
Yeah, be safe. I mean, yeah, thank you for that,
Don't
father.
Be like your Chase's grandson.
Yeah. And there it is.
Oh, my God.
And there it is.
Jack.
And that's how we just have a good time. Be safe, Jack. Meet Larry Vaught.
Get some good
sound. Let's go to break, and let's just get Nick Valvano in here, and that's not going to help the show center itself at all. We'll probably do a stereotypical Italian voice with him at some point.
Sure, yeah.
To add to this.
Yeah.
And so there we go. He will be Nicky DeBoot next.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.